There's been a lot of community support in Jefferson for workers. They've been on strike since February after Tyson asked for a wage freeze, health care premium increases, and other employee concessions. Dave Lorbecki, the owner of Dave's Piggly Wiggly, pulled Tyson products from his shelves to show solidarity with workers who are customers of his and other businesses in Jefferson.
This is a thing where we have to look at what has to be done for smaller communities and so forth and these workers.
Others who do or could do business with Tyson are threatening to pull contracts for chicken, pepperoni, and other products made by the nation's largest meat packer. A Democratic Senate leader tried but failed during a budget vote to get a ban on Tyson products at state facilities. A similar resolution in Dane County is pending, and now Madison School District, which is 36 miles west of Jefferson, is taking sides. School board member Juan Lopez thinks the district needs to stand up for worker rights by showing Tyson it could lose goodwill and customers over the ongoing contract dispute where replacement workers have already been hired.
We wanted to make sure that Tyson, as a business in the area, gives a fair opportunity to their workers, compensates them well.
Problem is, the resolution would only affect possible purchases in the future. Madison Food Services Director Frank Kelly says the district does not serve Tyson Foods now, except for when a supplier ran out of the item originally ordered. Food vendors are chosen according to low bid, along with which products tempt student taste buds.
And then once we get the student input, we look at the price of different products and make a decision based on student input and cost. And it just so happens Tyson hasn't come up on top the last few years.
Tyson spokesperson Ed Nicholson says the company makes quality certified food used in school lunch programs around the country. He feels that should be the sole criteria when a district chooses which company will get its business.
We certainly respect the right of the school board to make political statements, but we would hope that that they base their decisions with regard to the children's diets on matters which we would consider much more important.
The Jefferson School District, where the meat packer is located, does not serve Tyson products, but that's not because of political concerns. Rather, the district's contract with another food supplier was signed before Tyson workers went on strike. Jefferson school officials say there is no resolution in the works similar to the Madison District's. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.